So job numbers are in, of course, pace of job losses slowed to 539,000 in April, but the jobless rate rose to 8.9%, worse since 1983. So we now join takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein, shovel watching down there in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's chasing pavements all over America. The takeaway is Andrea Bernstein visits the home of the nation's largest bank, Bank of America. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina, to see if the stimulus is helping to turn things around. The Charlotte area launched its first road building project funded by the stimulus this week. With unemployment there at 11.4%, the stimulus funds should be particularly crucial. Andrea, good morning from Charlotte. What's this new project?
Good morning. I've got mud on my shoes. I'm chasing that pavement. So North Carolina began all of its projects just at the end of last week. And this one is, it's literally on the periphery of Charlotte. It kind of seems to be the metaphor for this program and its effect on Charlotte. It's right at the South Carolina line. And I sat down, I spoke with the Charlotte city planner, and he said, look, you know, this is has 15,000 more cars on it than capacity. It's one of those projects that to be shovel ready, it had to be decided on a long time ago. So sometime way back in the early 1990s, they decided that widening North Carolina 51 would be a good idea. And right now it basically goes from a mall through a small downtown in Pineville and right up to the South Carolina line through some kind of vegetable fields. There's a big housing project they are developing, and that's probably going to be the biggest beneficiary. But when I went and talked to some of the merchants about whether this project would help them, would stimulate their economy by bringing them more business, there was some skepticism because it stops at the state line. Listen to Gary Dixon. He sells rugs right up the street from where the widening is beginning.
So you're going to have four wonderful lanes going up to the state line, and then it's going to just stop. I don't know what is going on with that.
All right, fine. So it doesn't go anywhere, but it's jobs, jobs, jobs. Come on, Andrea.
Right. They got about a dozen guys out there now. And, they were happy, sure, to have the jobs, although the way that they describe the situation in their industry is that the big contractor, the Blythe Corporation that's working on this, had about 300 layoffs not too long ago. And nobody said, I got hired to work on this job. This is my work. A lot of people said, well, I feel that, thank goodness, this prevented another round of layoffs. Russell Yarborough was one of the guys that was taking down the trees, which is the first prerequisite to widening the road. He said that actually he's beginning to participate in the economy again. He said that he and his wife just bought a car because they're actually feeling a little better. Here's Russell Yarborough.
I did get laid off in December, but I got called back about a month and a half ago, and it's been nonstop since.
So he's describing something of a post-recession boom or a stimulus boom?
Well, he did seem to be saying, you know, I'm feeling good enough to buy again. And that is certainly the goal of the Obama administration. On the other hand, his colleague, who was up in a backhoe about 20 yards away, said, look, after what I've seen, all my money is going in the bank. I'm not spending anything.
Wow.
But, I think that, this project, which is sort of physically on the edge of town, is sort of, you know, metaphorically off the radar, too. I mean, I sat down with the mayor of Charlotte and I said, you know, look, you're getting money from the stimulus. You know, aren't you happy? And, you know, privately, a lot of officials have told me, you know, we wish it was more. It's not very much. It's frustrating. We have to do all these shovel-ready projects, which are old and, you know, not the things that we would actually like to be doing. But Mayor Pat McCrory of Charlotte, he's a Republican, so he's not afraid to criticize the stimulus bill. This is what he said.
I'm getting very little money for roads. When you look at it now, I'm only getting $4 million for new roads. I'm getting about $12 to $18 million for transit, but I couldn't put it toward planning for a long-term transit project. I'm repairing a building. And to me, that just, it was already budgeted.
All right, now I'm adding this up here. 12 to 18 million plus 4 million, that's $22 million, and he's complaining?
Well, let's not forget that Bank of America needs some 30-plus billion to recapitalize. So, you know, he's like, yeah, it's okay, but, you know, I'd rather, you know, in the recession, in the Great Depression in Charlotte, they started the airport here. And that airport project was one of the things that made Charlotte, because it made it possible for companies to really start locating here. And what he was saying is, look, you know, I don't care if I can't have a bunch of guys in a shovel right away. Let me hire the architects. Let me hire the planners. Those guys are suffering, too. You know, on the other hand, I mean, it's sort of while the road thing was kind of at the edge, as I was walking along Tryon, which is the main street where the Bank of America is and all these giant towers, I did meet, you know, people who just volunteered other ways that the stimulus was helping them, some of the ways that we don't always think of directly. One is a mill worker, Linda Alexander, and one was Brett Furness, who owns a real estate company. Listen to what they said about the stimulus.
We're getting a little bit more on the check than what we was getting. So in a little bit of help. So that's the way I look at it, like that.
What are you doing with that money?
Paying bills. It's trying to survive. That's the only thing you can do with it.
Right now in the market, it's just first-time investors. I mean, investors and first-time homebuyers. You know, because the stimulus money is out there, the $8,000. So.
That's helping people, you think?
I think that's what's keeping the real estate market going well. And, yeah, $8,000 isn't a bad incentive.
People in Charlotte, North Carolina, talking to Takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein, looking for all the shovel-ready projects around the world. Keep chasing, Andrea.